have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take a wrap or a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good in the Levi.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Shortwave propagation worldwide has suffered a further decline in efficiency and effectiveness due to the continued low sunspot activity. The IPS ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia reports that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 71, that's 71, and the daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to 6, that's single digit 6. And it further advises that those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. So as you move through the declining phase of sunspot cycle number 24, we note that propagation worldwide continues to decline, and long distance multi-hop propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 11 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. As we've mentioned in previous editions of our broadcast, the current sunspot cycle number 24 is not expected to be completed until about 12 months from now. So these low sunspot activity numbers are expected to remain for several months. That's causing chaos to international broadcasting operations, where stations are finding it very difficult to establish suitable frequencies for long distance broadcasts, which are covering nighttime paths. In the meantime, we have some information concerning propagation into Melbourne here in Victoria. And this is a listing of notable frequency occupancies across the time span 2030 to 2230 in the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz spectrum, which is around local sunrise here in Melbourne. 5935, the Iranian Broadcasting Service, broadcasting in Indonesian from signing on at 2230. That's the morning service to Indonesia. 5955, the BBC from the Dubai relay station in the UAE with English signing on at 2200. That's the morning service to Asia. 6025, China, the station at Lhasa in Tibet, broadcasting domestic service, signing on at 2100 in Tibetan. And 6115, Radio Veritas Asia from the Philippines, its morning service in Chinese, commencing transmissions at 2100. Another frequency for Lhasa is 6130. 2200 in Chinese. And 6170, Radio Romania International, broadcasting in English at around 2030. Mongolia, the Mongolian broadcasting station, has reactivated its 41 meter band frequency of 7260. It's noted here in Melbourne from around sign on at 2200, that sign on time appears variable from day to day, any time between 21:45 and 22:15 with the programs in Mongolian, and again in our evening period from around 10:00 through until around 14:00. That frequency was last used several years ago. It's not known whether the reactivation is a temporary service or whether it's going to be full time. Now, China National Radio Network 2 in the 41 metre band. 7265 at around 2215 and 7275 at around 2200. And also Network 2 on 7370 and 7395 between 2200 and 2215. And China National Radio Network 1, 7315, that signs on earlier than China National Radio Network 2, and that's audible from around 2105. And 7325, Radio Romania International with English at 2200. And 7360, another frequency for Iran in Indonesian, signing on at 2220. The Vatican Radio, morning program to Asia in Chinese, signing on at 2200. Good signals here in Melbourne on 7410. And 9370, Radio Free Asia from the Kuwait relay station, the IBB broadcast in Tibetan at 2200. And 9450, Radio Taiwan International in Chinese at around 2230. And North Korea, the voice of Korea in its Japanese programming on 9650 at around 2215. And 9805, South Korea, the Korean broadcasting system from Kimjae, with its morning service in Indonesian, signing on at 2200. And China Radio International from Beijing, transmitting site near Beijing, in Chinese on 9675 at 2200. And other frequencies for China Radio International include 9535 in Japanese at 2200 sign on, and 9640 from Kashi in Spanish at 2200. And USA, WHRI 9505, it's a long path propagation mode with English at 2215. And WWCR 9350, again long path here into Melbourne, English at 2230. So, several stations there heard in Melbourne in our morning period, 2030 to 2230. Including a preponderance of Asian broadcasting stations, or stations broadcasting to Asia, signing on at around 2200 to 2230. And those signals, or that propagation pattern, should continue to be noted in the immediate future. Now, not strictly shortwave, but here's some information concerning the development of digital audio broadcasting in some parts of Europe. And this information is taken from the online radio technology journal. The Swiss communications regulator, BACOM, recently said that in 2017, nearly 600,000 DAB plus radios were purchased nationwide. It said that about 85% of all new vehicles sold are equipped with a DAB radio as standard equipment, and that a total of 3.5 million devices are in circulation in the country. In Kiev, the remaining four slots of a new DAB multiplex have been offered once again by Ukraine's National Council for Television and Radio Broadcasting. In Germany, the regional public broadcaster SWR Südwestrundfunk has commissioned new DAB transmitters at Willingen, Schwenningen, using channel 8D, and this will improve DAB coverage for other broadcasters using the facility. SWR is also planning further expansion of the DAB Plus network this year in various other parts of Germany, and other transmitter locations are being planned. So some information from the Radio Technology Journal concerning recent digital radio news from Europe, referring to Switzerland, Ukraine and Germany. Here in Australia, digital broadcasting, DAB Plus, has not continued at the rate expected, and the coverage is now, it's continuing to service mainly the main capital city areas around Australia. It's not known whether new transmitters will be taken into, will be placed in use to service other areas in rural or regional communities, and we just wait on the regulator to make some announcement on that in the near future. Some notes now from the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter concerning broadcasts on shortwave in various countries. The station in the newly named country of Eswatini, which was formerly Swaziland, that's a difficult name to pronounce, the station broadcasts via its usual transmitting facility at Manzini. Transworld Radio Africa is the slogan. Noted in Europe on 15105 between 1557 and 1627 to South Africa in Kurundi and Mondays to Fridays. Station announces with the old Transworld Radio Africa interval signal, as this is Transworld Radio Swaziland. So, new name for Swaziland is Eswatini. So that's the station there replacing, well, that doesn't replace anything actually, it's just the new name for the country. Philippines. Upcoming frequency change for FEBC, the Far East Broadcasting Company, registered with the HFCC in Geneva. 9275, new frequency, 1000 to 1600. Replacing 9380, that's 100 kilowatts, beam 345 degrees to East Asia in Chinese. And the frequency change has been made to avoid All India Radio also using 9380. And the Living Water Ministry Broadcasting Organisation, noted in Europe from the Radio Veritas transmitting facility on 7280. Between 1500 and 1600 to Northeast Asia in Korean on Tuesdays to Thursdays. The transmitter power 250 kilowatts and non-directional antenna. And the Voice of the Martyrs via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, the relay station there, broadcasting on 7525 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan. Heard in Europe between 1530 and 1600 on 7525 to Northeast Asia in Korean. The transmitter site is 100 kilowatts. The antenna is 076 degrees.
Another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Welcome to another.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, then lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.